committee to order and start our meeting, and we ask that all members come to the committee chamber so we can vote on these bills expeditiously, okay? Please turn off your cell phones in the audience, and we'll, these bills are back, we have some bills that are back on concurrence. Concurrence means that bills can't be amended in this committee, and these bills will not go to appropriations. So we have an option of either holding the bills in the committee or approving the bills pursuant to Rule 2910. Approving the bill with the concurrence of the assembly amendments. So we want to make that clear to our committee members. We do have a quorum, so let's take the roll, please. We have a quorum. Here.
Bell present, Cannella.
Here.
Cannella present, Allen. Dodd. Dodd present, Gain. Galjani. McGuire. Morrell. Roth.
Here.
Roth present, Skinner. Vidak.
Present.
Vidak present, Wachowski.
Here.
Wachowski present, Wiener.
Present.
Wiener present.
And we have Jerry Hill here. Jerry, his item two, we'll hear his bill is SB 1205. Jerry, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning. And it seems like it was just a minute ago when I said goodnight to everyone here.
That's true.
I'd like to first start by thanking the firefighters throughout the state for putting their lives on the line every day to protect the public. A recent investigative report showed that many schools and apartments in the Bay Area were not receiving their annual fire inspections as required by state law. SB 1205 ensures that fire departments are communicating with their governing authority during the annual budget cycle about their compliance with state-mandated safety inspections. This dialogue will ensure that fire departments are complying with their inspection mandates and increase the likelihood that they are receiving the resources they need to appropriately staff and carry out state-mandated inspections. The bill has no opposition. It has received bipartisan support. It's supported by the California Fire Chiefs Association, School Boards Association, and Fire District Association of California. There are witnesses here in support, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate the excellent staff report that we received, so thank you.
Thank you for your work. Witnesses, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Russell Nowak on behalf of the California Fire Chiefs Association and the Fire Districts Association of California. The Senator reached out and worked with our FPOs on this matter, and we think it's actually a positive approach to make sure that the mandated inspections are reported to the City Council or Board of Supes or the Special District, at the same time that their budgetary process is going on, so that not only do you ensure compliance, but you also ensure their buy-in to the funding of it. Thank you so much.
Okay, so we have a motion for the bill. Next witness, please welcome.
Dennis Myers, California School Boards Association, in support, and ask for your approval. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, any other witnesses in favor? Can we have witnesses opposing? Any witnesses opposing the bill? I see none. Questions from the committee? We have questions? Senator Wachowski.
Is there any difference or any data that you have with the newer buildings that we've required sprinklers in and the older buildings? Because it seems to me that the newer buildings that have been built might not get inspected every year, but they are all fire, you know, they got fire sprinklers in them. We know that they're operational. There's some gizmo that says it versus a 100-year-old building. Because I assume that there's this lack of inspection is a resource question, not a, you know, we just derelict them going out there. And if you have to pick and choose, going out and doing an inspection on a 3-year-old building that's got a brand spanking new fire system, sprinkler system is different from the ghost ship, which is a converted yada yada. Is there any data on that?
I know of no data. I just know what state law says today, and that is that it's mandated that apartments, multi-dwelling housing units, and schools must be inspected annually. But the inspection isn't just for the sprinklers, which we know provide a tremendous amount of protection. It's looking at the trash cans in the back. It's looking at the number of plugs that are plugged into the wall. It's kind of going through to make sure that they're following the normal safe procedures. And so I don't think that there is any real difference in terms of whether it's the sprinklered building or the non-sprinklered building that would determine whether there should be an inspection. But that may be something to look at in the future to see if and change the law, if necessary.
Any other questions from committee members? Senator Hill, we had a tragedy in San Jose in a school where a non-sprinkled a school building was rehabilitated, and they failed to put, for some reason, they failed to put sprinklers in when the building was rehabilitated. And the result was when there was an arson fire, the school burned down, and we lost the school. And we found that there was no local inspection, and it was kind of like confusing between the local and the state fire marshal in terms of who was going to inspect what. So I think your bill would really help that kind of situation not happening again or reducing the possibility. So thank you for the bill and urge support. We have a motion. Can we take the roll, please, on this bill?
This is Senate Bill 1205 by Senator Hill. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Kinella?
Aye.
Kinella, aye. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani?
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. McGuire? Morrell? Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner? Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Wachowski?
Aye.
Wachowski, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
We have a 10-0 vote, and we'll leave there open for absent members. We have only one other item, and that's the consent calendar. Can I have a motion on the consent calendar? Do we have a motion on the consent calendar? Can we call the roll, please?
On the consent calendar, which consists of file item one, Senator Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye. Kinella.
Aye.
Kinella, aye. Allen. Dodd.
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Gaines.
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Galgiani.
Aye.
Galgiani, aye. McGuire. Morrell.
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner. Vidak.
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Wachowski.
Aye.
Wachowski, aye. Wiener.
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
Can we read the call the roll again, please?
Allen. Senator Allen?
Yes.
Allen, aye.
Okay.
11-0.
We have 11 votes in favor. Leave that roll open for absent members. And.
McGuire and Skinner.
Did I miss the first one? Hey, Jim.
Did you?
Yes. I can call the roll.
We'll call the roll, please, on item two, please.
This is Senate Bill 1205 by Senator Hill. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator McGuire? Morrell?
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Skinner? 11-0.
Okay, we'll leave the roll open for absent members. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm going over to McGuire's committee. Mr. McGuire, would you like to vote?
Oh, yeah.
Call a roll, please, on the items.
On the consent calendar, which consists of file item one, Senator McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Skinner?
That's 12-0. We'll leave the roll with absent members on the consent calendar.
This is Senate Bill 1205 by Senator Hill. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Skinner?
12-0. Okay, thank you. We'll leave the roll with absent members. Thank you.
See you on the floor.
See you there.
On the consent calendar, which consists of file item one, Senator Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye.
Motion passes on a 13-0 vote.
This is Senate Bill 1205 by Senator Hill. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye.
That motion passes on a 13-0 vote, and this committee is adjourned.